time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado, we have something for everyone, bringing you the best interviews, cigar reviews, and weekly giveaways. So grab yourself a cigar.
It's time to light them up.
Welcome back, Cigar Talk. I'm your host, Rob Jones. We got Bryant Falconer, co-host, in the house. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Doing good.
Let's jump right on in and say what we're smoking.
I am smoking a Leyenda number 2.
And I am smoking the Tabernacle.
The Tabernacle.
This was a gift from Sean.
Yes, sir.
Great stick.
Yeah.
Great. And these are hard to find for in our area.
Yes, yes.
I have not had a lot of these, but man, it's just... You know when you're smoking a cigar and it's just like
there.
It's
there.
Quality tobacco.
You're there.
You know what I mean?
You get in that zone as we used to do. You know, when I used to play running back, you get in that zone and everything's just going slow for you. But you're like, you just taking in everything. That's where you're at with that cigar. Right?
Boom.
Now. I'm there.
So let's tell everybody what we got going on for the show this week. Yes. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be a long show.
Yes.
So strap yourself in and get ready for the ride.
Yes, sir. This is going to be the ride.
Yes, sir. So, first of all, we want to say thank you to all our Patreons.
100%.
You guys support the show. Some of you guys have been with us. Wow. Do you realize?
Since infancy.
Dude. So, Adam and Bloke with a Beer. Mm. And then Vic Anderson.
Yes, sir.
Been with us since the beginning.
Yep.
And I was just looking at that yesterday, and I was like, wow, these guys are still with us.
Commitment, man.
Yeah.
With and those I was like, terrible times.
Dude, I don't know how they made it for the first few months.
How they took it.
Wow. It was like those dudes love being punched in the face because it was just bam, bam,
bam, bam.
But we want to say thank you to the Patreons, and that's why we started doing the pre-show those guys.
Yes, sir.
If you're not a Patreon and you'd like to see the pre-show, you can go by, sign up at our Patreon. If you go to the website, there's a link that says Patreon. Go by there, and we release the radio show to them. We release a video that's just for them. That's the pre-show, and that's me and Bryant, you know.
Preparation.
But just shooting the breeze. And talking about what's going on
behind
the scenes. And so we just want to say thank you to all the Patreons. We had several Patreons on the HERF last night. It was good to see them. And so we just want to say thank you. And it's a blessing.
From my heart.
It's humbling.
Man, thank you.
Yeah, it really is. So thank you for that. So anyway, we've got Rob's top 10 and Bryant's top 10 of things that cigar smokers should know.
Yes.
And so we're going to split it up, though. We're going to let Bryant do his top 10 here just shortly, and then we'll do my top 10 after we come back from the interview later on in the show. Mm-hmm. And it's the top 10 things every cigar smoker should know. And so then we'll also be having Dave Lampert from the Granberry Cigar Shop on the show. That's who we have an interview with. And then we're going to do some calls with some friends of the show. We're going to try to get Jamie Stevens, Cigar Eyes, to join us. She just moved to Florida.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. You see, she's been like paradise.
On the beach.
Oh, man. So anyway, we're going to try to get her on the phone. So anyway, guys, strap in. We've got a big show going. Are you ready to do your top 10?
Most definitely.
Okay. Man. Well, tell us your top 10 of what every cigar smoker should know.
Number one, cigars are a natural and artisan product.
Artisan. I told you that yesterday.
Artisan
product.
Yes. And people use those as buzzwords, man. Everybody wants to say natural. They're natural, artisan. But the thing is, they are. And it's not just that.
Artisan means artistic.
Yes. But people use them as buzzwords. We know that's what they are.
Okay.
We know that's
I don't know that I get much of a buzz off of artisan, but whatever.
You get a buzz off anything, bro. Come on. Be real about it. Number two, 200 hands touch them at least. Because there are people that say more than 200
hands. I knew a girl like that.
See? That's why we have the producer keep him on subject.
Sorry.
Focus.
Go ahead.
Squirrel got him and he can come back, man. Number three, tobacco undergoes fermentation.
Yeah.
And it's not like alcohol.
No, but that's when it really melds together. Yes,
because that's what the fermentation is there, is to make the tobacco taste better. It makes it better.
And yes, ages it.
Oh, yes. And it's perfect for it. Aging is important, as you just said, because we were talking last night about one of the guys on the hearth said he had got a stick and he lit it up and it cracked on the end.
Yeah, it was Orlando, mm-hmm. and he was bitching because he opened up a cigar and smoked it when he got it in the mail. And I was like, dude,
when did you smoke it? You said, when did you get it? August 12th.
I said, when did you smoke it?
August 12th.
I was like, dude, you got to let it rest for, I mean, my standard is a week.
Yeah. Yeah. At least a week.
You know what I mean? Because, dude, the environment that a cigar goes through while it's in shipping.
It's harsh.
I mean, first of all, think about if you're the cigar. Mm-hmm. They stuff you in a box. They close up the box. It's dark in there. It's hot in there. All these people are handling you. Yeah. I mean, dude, if you were a cigar, you'd want to rest to give your best.
Let me get back to who I am supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
Originally. Yes. Number five, understand the cigar anatomy. And what is the cigar anatomy?
So, you know, you have three basic components,
correct.
But then you also have the foot, mm-hmm. the shoulder, mm-hmm. the cap, mm-hmm. and that's on the outside of the cigar.
Correct.
Now, on the inside of the cigar, you have the filler, mm-hmm. which is like the blend of the cigar. And then also part of that is what keeps it on fire.
Yes,
there's
sir.
A burning component mm-hmm. to that. To make it burn, but then you got to tie in the binder and the wrapper. So the wrapper's on the outside, the binder's the next level, and then you get to the filler, which is right down the middle.
Yes, sir. And then when you understand every aspect of a stick, you understand the true anatomy of it. Then you can appreciate it a little bit more. It's not just tobacco. It's just not something somebody rolled up.
Yeah, it's not just one component.
No.
It's many components put together, and it's a skill. It's an art.
200 to more hands.
It's artisan.
Artisan. There you go. Way to tie that back in. Number six, cut and light like a pro. You talked about this Wednesday.
Well, and you know, when you get on the cut and light, the first thing you want to do is make a great cut. And there's many ways that you can do that. Lots of people have different ways of doing it, but find a solid way that works for you and just stick with it. Once you get there, there's no thought behind
none.
It. You just know what you're doing.
That's correct.
And I think the deep V cut is a great cut mm-hmm. that you're never going to screw up the cut.
That's correct.
Now, also, you have the perfect cutter that will not let you cut more than just, like, shoot, I want to say 16th of an inch.
Of the cap
mm-hmm. off. And so that's a great cut. But then you get to the light part, toast the foot. When you smell that aroma of toasting.
It prepares you.
It prepares you, but it also just lets you know what's in store.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? It's oh, yeah, I'm digging that.
It's that pre-ride.
Yeah. So then once you toast the entire foot evenly, then start puffing on it, slow puffs. Don't sit there and... I mean, you want to take your time, mm-hmm. slow puffs, and don't roll it fast. Roll it about the same as what you're puffing.
Yes.
Slow.
That allows an even burn.
And I'll tell you what, doing that will light your cigar faster than if you try to just torch the hell out of it mm-hmm. and puff hard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it's going into the whole foot of the cigar slowly, mm-hmm. burning. And that's how you want to get started. If you do it like that, you're going to be a champ every time.
And that goes into number seven, smoke cool and slow.
I thought you were going to say smoke cools.
No,
I was like, no, man, I ain't smoking no cools.
Cool and slow.
Cool this and slow. That's probably my weakest link.
Yeah, because you are
I'm a smoker.
Yes.
And you know, I think a lot of that probably is just personality. Mm. You know what I mean? People who are always wound up a little bit.
I'm going to let you go with that. I'm not going to say anything.
Wound up a little tight.
I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm going to stay behind now.
But no, I mean, it is a personality trait.
It is.
Because some people, like myself, we don't even set our cigars down.
No.
I like having my cigar in my hand, even when I'm not puffing on it. That's mm-hmm. where I want my cigar. Okay. It's part of the experience for me.
Okay.
Fiddling around with the wrapper and feeling it with my thumb and saying, wow, that texture is, you know what I mean?
Because gotcha.
All cigars have a different texture. So, I mean, one cigar might be oily, smooth, and one might be rough.
Yeah. Yes.
So, like this Tabernacle, when you look at it, it looks very oily, but when you rub your thumb down it, it's very toothy.
Yeah.
So you get that texture.
You're getting the feel of it. Yeah. You're understanding the texture of it. I got you.
Go ahead. What's number eight?
Choose your cigar wisely.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
It's important to know something about your blend before choosing the cigar.
And that's where I say you go talk to the tobacconist.
Yes.
Because he has a skill set to match a cigar with you.
Yes. That's his job, is to ensure that you get the best experience out of that cigar. Now, if you're a newbie, there's no reason for you to come in there trying to get something super bold, super strong, because you're gonna get that, and then you're gonna be like, oh, wait a minute.
No, and if you have a friend that wants to try smoking cigars, dude, don't be an asshole and give him some, you know, nicotine bomb.
Yeah.
You know, my son had his first cigar last weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't remember when it was. But anyway, you know, on the way there, we were going to the McAuliffe headquarters. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you they're going to offer you a cigar. And it's your choice whether or not you want to smoke it. You want to try it, knock yourself out. If you don't, just be polite, whatever. But I said, here's the thing. We haven't had anything to eat.
Yes.
And I was like, you're going to want to eat something before we go.
Yes.
So we swung through. What was that place? Steak and Shake.
Okay.
You ever had one of their burgers? Man.
That's a staple in St. Louis.
Well, we love Steak and Shake.
Yes.
Dude, great burger.
And chili.
Well, I never had the chili.
Oh, you need to try.
But the burger was fantastic. But anyway, we swung by, got a burger. Then we went to McAuliffe. He had his first cigar, and it was the Riata.
Okay.
Good first stick.
Yes. Yes. And that allowed him. It wasn't a pepper bomb. It wasn't a full of nicotine bomb. It was something that could ease him into it and give him a little understanding of what, especially when you're trying to learn not to inhale, you know, to taste it. Did you retrohale?
No.
Okay.
And he didn't. And he was busy doing the video, so he really just smoked a small portion of it. But then that night, we went over to Al Roman's and we did a show over there. And then afterwards, we all got in the pool. And he smoked a McAuliffe Connecticut, and he smoked that all the way down.
Yeah, that's a good one to start with, too.
But, I mean, dude, when you're a newbie, smoking that quality tobacco, yeah. Dude,
off the bat.
Think about what we started with back in the day.
Well, I started with, you know what I started with.
Yeah,
you
those suck.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Not at all. But then you go through
Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo. But then you go through those phases where you are getting the turd rockets, and you're like, okay, where's the cigar that I used to, you know, where's that taste? And that's where he's going to fall. If he ever falls to that point where he's just going in to pick up something.
And like, he's got that cigar you're smoking right now.
And then the leather rose.
And he has the leather rose, and then he has Rocky Patel Java stick.
Okay.
And so some sweeter stuff, which I think is a good starting point for a lot of guys.
Yeah. Because it's a beginning, and it gives you something that has a little bit more of a taste to it, so your palate can start to understand that it needs to, you know, to grow.
Right.
To grow, and then you'll grow. You possibly will grow out of that, and you'll be more into premium-er cigars that have
premium-er.
Yeah, I'm acting like Don King right now. I'm making up words. But, you know, something that is more intricate to his palate.
Right. You know what? It's a growing experience.
And that's what you go into. You grow into these things, but you don't start off with, you know, a Modafina. Because then you're like, oh, wait a minute, this is kind of...
Or a Lajero.
A Lajero, yeah. You're like, this is kind of strong, but then your palate has to grow. That's what I'm saying. So
you know, I jumped both feet in and went straight for the bold nicotine you bombs. Did? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Because I thought I was cool, man. I thought, this is what real cigar smokers
supposed
do.
Supposed to do, yeah. All right. Well, we go to number 9.
All right. What do you got?
Cubans aren't always the best.
I've never had a Cuban that was better than what I'm used to.
Yeah, me neither.
And now, I'm not saying that they don't exist. Maybe I just haven't had the right one. But all the Cubans that I have smoked, I was like, I smoke everyday cigars that mm-hmm. are way better than this.
Yeah. I haven't had one that just blew me away. Like, you know, the premise or that mystery is Cubans. Right. And then you try one, you're like, okay, this is.
Well, you know, Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
So Dr. Bill gave everybody a Cuban cigar whenever, what was his name? 530 Fred passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to say, that particular Cuban was good.
Okay, but what was it? I mean, and what was it? And did he, because you know with Dr. Bill, he'll let just stuff just sit and let it age.
It was in a full box that had never been opened.
Yeah.
And he bought it in London. And so, yeah. He probably had it for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what it was. But it was a good cigar.
Okay.
But it wasn't like Padron good.
It wasn't mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Reserva good.
Gotcha.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was different. And, I mean, maybe if I smoked a lot of Cubans, you would grow into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're kind of on the boring side.
Okay.
That's just me.
Number 10, price versus quality.
All day long.
A cigar that costs $30 won't always be the most enjoyable.
No.
But you can find you a $10 stick, as we do every day.
Oh, dude. I mean, the Medallia is a $10 stick, and it could easily be a $20. And I hate saying that, but it could be a $20 to $30
That's
stick.
That's the way I am about a Sumatra.
You
look at it. They produce a quality blend that takes your palate, takes you on a roller coaster ride. It doesn't leave you in one place. It's
right,
just stagnant straight across. And it's a...
And I've smoked $30 cigars that is a one-trick pony.
Yeah, you're like, what
and
is
you're
this?
Like, wow.
Yeah, I wasted $30.
Right.
But price...
And I could have got 3 medallions.
Yeah, true. True. So, you know, price doesn't dictate the quality of the stick.
And for me, that's one of the reasons that the Medallia is my go-to, because you're getting that awesome stick for $10.
And see, that, to me, I've had 3 McAlafays now, the Ambassadors. That's a $7 stick at the Leaf.
Is it really?
Yes. A $7 stick at the Leaf. And I'm
dude,
like,
I got to go.
It's on another level.
Yeah, I got to get down there.
It's on another level, bro.
If they're open today, I got to go rake in. Because my humidor is getting a little low.
Yeah, you getting to where I was now.
But at least when you got low, you had all those gems at the bottom. Me, I just have what I smoke. There's no, I mean, because I don't save gems. No. I smoke them whenever I want.
I learn how to. Just put something
I know
back.
That's just how I do it.
Because
I don't want to be forced to smoke a gym because that's all I have. Mm-hmm. I want to smoke the gym when I want to.
Yeah,
that's a little different. See, you see there?
Yeah, I got you. But there's still gyms down there. That you know I looked what? And I was like, nope, I'm still not touching that.
Let me tell you something. The way you do it is there's like 1.2 seconds on the clock, and you got to shoot it. For me, I'm at halftime.
Just chilling.
Chilling.
Yeah,
smoking that solid stick. You got to shoot it now.
I got the game
buzzer.
On the line,
yes,
baby.
You do.
I got
see?
The game on
I don't
the
like
line.
Having that kind of pressure on
hey.
Me.
But in the end, it comes down to that.
Four to 42.
Price doesn't dictate quality. But
oh, absolutely not. Because even their $4 stick, that's what Tim was smoking last night. The Torcedor.
Pulled it out, and the folks were like, what is that? It's a Torcedor. And you started talking about it. That's a $4 stick. And he was like, what? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And he was talking about, he said, man, this is a great stick. I taste this. I taste that. It takes me here. And I'm like, that's quality.
Hey, you know what's cool is, so Tim has a brand new humidor.
Yeah.
He's never had a humidor before. And when you look in his humidor, yesterday he showed it to me, it has the Torcedor in it, the Medallia in it, and the Experiencia Habano.
So he got a he has a McAuliffe
yes.
humidor. A yes. brand new McAuliffe humidor.
Well, he had a couple other sticks in there, but I thought it was funny. I was like, boom.
Yes.
Because he only had like five sticks
yeah,
in there. Three
yeah.
of them were McAuliffe.
McAuliffe's, yeah.
But, you know, I think that McAuliffe is a great brand to explore for a new cigar smoker.
Tell the truth.
And even though Tim's been smoking cigars for about as long as I have, mm-hmm. he only smoked cigars when I was in town. You see so what I'm saying?
He was a social smoker.
He was a social cigar smoker.
And he was a Rob social
yeah.
smoker.
But now, it was so funny, too, uh-huh. that when he came down for the weekend, you know, I told him just
yeah,
whatever's in the humidor,
yeah.
you smoke whatever you want. And whenever he was getting ready to leave, he was like, dude, that was some good tobacco.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, man, we're going to teach you, brother.
We're going to teach you. If you want to learn, we'll teach
you.
We'll
teach you.
That's the truth. That's all this show is about. If you want to learn, we'll teach you.
Exactly.
Because that's what the community is about, man. That's 100% what the community is about. Junior came back yesterday, and his ability to sit with me and Larry and just sit back and chill, he's like,
hey,
man,
hey,
I missed
let's
that.
Talk about that for a minute.
Oh,
let's talk
right.
about that for a minute.
I opened up a door, didn't
yeah, you
I?
Did. Because yesterday I'm at work, and I get a call from Bryant.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man. We need to talk. And I was like, you all right? Yeah, man, I just really need to talk. I was like, okay, well, I'm in Sweetwater. I'm at work. And he was like, okay, well, when can we get together? Because I really need to talk to you. So I'm like, dude, I'm going to be working all day.
See, what can about
come,
five?
I was like, can you come by at 5? And then it turned into 5:30,
yeah.
and then it turned into 6.
Yeah.
Finally, Bryant shows up. He walks in. Looks like he lost his best friend. He sits down, and I'm like, dude, what's going on? Ah, nothing, man. I was just kidding you.
I said I had a surprise for you, but the surprise
I was like, what
fell
a
through.
Dick.
It fell through because I was supposed to bring Junior over here, but he got.
Where's Junior at?
He's with his brother, man. His brother is ETSing from the Air Force.
What's ETSing mean?
In term of service. He's done.
Oh, he's out.
He's done.
Wow.
So he's helping his brother pack everything so they can move back to California.
So Junior's not going to be coming back unless it's just to visit.
And that's what he said he's
going
to
sure
do.
And I'm sure it's going to be visiting you and not me.
Nah, brother. He tried to get with you.
No.
You were at
no,
work.
Nobody
you
told were, me Junior was in town.
Because he told me not to tell you. It was yeah, supposed to be
yeah,
a surprise.
Exactly.
It was supposed to be a surprise.
Junior.
You spoiled the surprise.
Whoa, don't put this back on me. Do
you
not.
Spoiled the surprise.
I was working.
You spoiled the surprise.
No.
You spoiled the surprise. Bro.
Okay, if I spoiled the surprise, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But to let it go and then just screw me is another. You see the difference? I might have spoiled the surprise,
yeah.
but you ruined the
but
weekend.
See, if you,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where we're
wow.
going. You ruined the weekend.
As somebody told me, that's narcissistic behavior.
Whatever. So anyway, also, if you're not a McAuliffe ambassador, go by our website. There's a link that says become a McAuliffe ambassador. You click on it.
Yes.
Boom. Takes you right over there. You'll get your own challenge coin. You'll get a handwritten certificate. You'll be invited to join the private Facebook group
yes.
that's just for the ambassadors,
and
which is a huge community. And
the new
oh
Facebook ambassador, what is it, Zoom? That
That Orlando
and
Bill White's
yes.
doing. Go by
yes.
and check those guys out.
Yes.
They're going to be doing. Go by Bill White's page because I'm sure he has it posted on there
yes.
also. Or go by the ambassador page. But they're going to be doing like a HERF once a week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for the ambassadors.
Just for the ambassadors.
Dude, I mean, no other cigar company has the community.
Yeah. And thinks about the community to the point where they do everything they can.
And they engage.
That's what I was getting ready to say, to engage their community in everything that they're doing.
I mean, I know, like, everybody loves Fuente Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But that's like a hashtag. With McAuliffe ambassadors, it's a community.
Yes, it is. A thriving, growing
oh,
community.
Dude, it is.
So what's your number, Luke? 50-something? 5264. Jesus, 5264.
I'm gonna bet he's wrong. All right, maybe he's not.
Way to do it, Luke. That's my producer over there, bro.
5264.
That's my producer.
I was like, he's just making that up. He doesn't know, but
he knows his number.
Wow.
Yes,
298, bro.
Yeah.
298.
165. And then Bill had his 62 on last night. You remember every time he got off, that's all we saw. 62.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, man, blow that up. Destroy that.
So, hey, let's tell everybody what we're drinking.
Oh.
We're drinking today some George Dickel.
Dickel.
It's the Bottle and Bond 100 proof. And let me tell you what, man, it is smooth. It's tasty. It's got spices.
Yes, sir.
It's got baking spice in it. Like, what would you call that?
Baking spice.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Hey, all I can tell you is it's good.
Yes, it is, bro.
So anyway, guys, we are going to try to get, what was that? That's your phone again. Oh, right in the middle of the show. Right in the middle of the show. All right, we'll be right back. All right, guys, welcome back. Bryant is done on his phone call so we can continue the show. So I don't know who you were talking to, but tell him thank you for interrupting Cigar Talk. Yeah. So anyway, we have the one and only Jamie Stevens joining us. It's long overdue. We had her on the show back, I want to say, in January or February. Anyway, it's been too long. She writes the cigar reviews for Cigar Talk podcast.com. She does an awesome job. If you want to read like the lame, boring cigar reviews, don't come to our site, because Jamie doesn't do that. She writes cool reviews that gives you the gist of a cigar, and that's what we really want. And it was just magic that it happened that way, because we really didn't know your cigar writing review skill level, Jamie. We just knew that you smoked a ton of cigars.
Well, honestly, I didn't know my skill level either.
Well, you jumped right in, and we've loved it, because it's not your boring cigar review, you know, your first third or the cold draw or, you know.
I must say, I do that. I do say the first third or the first half.
Yeah, but you've seen those reviews to where. Yeah, well, no, you've seen those reviews, though. It's like an hour and a half long review,
yes.
And all it is like, in the first third, I'm experiencing baking powder.
Yeah.
So you just made the big move from the big PA down to the Florida.
I did, like 2 weeks ago now.
Well, we are saying that every time we see pictures, it looks like you're in paradise.
It feels like it. I mean, it's home, so for me it's not like a big change, but I'm loving it. I miss being home so much, and I'm just glad to be.
Well, let me ask you this. When did you know you were moving to Florida? That's what I got to ask you.
I've been thinking about it for years.
Ah.
I've been processing it for a long time, but honestly, we came up with the decision really quick, and within a month, that was it.
That is awesome. So in a month, you decided we're moving to Florida, and bam, 30 days later, making it happen.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? That's fun. That's fun. You know what? That's a young,
scary.
That's a young person's game right there.
But I'm not that young anymore.
Oh, yes, you are. Please. When you crest 50, we'll talk again.
Okay. Because it was impulsive. I will say that.
At 50,
it was definitely impulsive.
At 50, you don't say, you know what? Let's move next month. Do you, Bryant? I mean, it's a wow. It's a process.
It took a lot of convincing, but
now, who did you have to convince? The son or the husband?
Half.
Okay.
Oh, no, the son, goes wherever we tell him to go.
Right.
He's 5, so he has no choice in the matter. But yeah, the other half, that took a little bit of convincing. But,
and what's he think now? Is he loving it?
You know, he's not actually down here yet.
So he's still living in PA right now?
He is, because he had to tie up some work stuff first before we moved. But he should be down next month.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll see.
So when he comes home, though, you're already going to have everything unpacked and put away.
Oh, it's all done already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep. I hate living out of boxes. I can't.
yeah, that's a young move. It. Yeah. I hated moving. The last move
I moved during a hurricane.
Wow. So how was that for Florida? Was that a big deal?
No, it ended up being nothing.
Oh,
to me,
nice.
Like, if it's above a category 4, then you start to get concerned. Like, maybe I should board up my windows.
But a 3 or less, you're all right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're going to lose power. You're just going to cook out and do all that. But it's not really.
You're going to be camping in the house.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically. And you know it's coming because you hear, like, all the neighbors, like, everybody. Generator turns on at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So you hear that, like, loud humming, and you're like, oh, my people. It's like,
it's a thing.
You know, everybody out back barbecuing or wow. whatnot. So, oh, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah.
In Texas, just the ranchers have them. Mostly.
It's a big thing. It's too hot. You know,
oh, yeah.
Now, you know, it's in the 90s. Ugh.
I got to tell you something, though. So you're originally from Florida.
I am.
And then you've been in PA now for how long?
I was in PA for about 7-8 years.
So let me just say you brought some of that PA accent back with you.
Did I really?
Yeah, you just said hot. Hot. It's hot down here.
You know what's funny is that I lived in Nashville, too, for a few years. And when I came, yeah, I know. And when I came back, I had that, like, twang, too. I said, where did this come from? This isn't me.
You know, the funny thing is, a lot of people think there's a Texas accent. There's not. Here's the thing. There's many Texas accents. Mm-hmm. If you go to East Texas, it's a hillbilly accent. If you come to where we are, it's more of a redneck accent. And then when you go out west, I mean, like, really west, El Paso-ish. I mean, so depending on where you are, you're completely different accents. And when you come to Abilene, you know that accent. I'm like, when I hear people from here, I'm like, you never left this town, did you?
See, there's nothing Florida. We're all, you know, everybody's from somewhere else.
I was going to say, nobody's from Florida, right?
No, it's very rare to see someone born and raised in Florida. So you hear a wide variety of whatever accent they're coming from.
Hey. So I'm going to circle back around on how long it took you guys to decide you're moving to Florida because you dropped all this weight over the last, 8 months?
60 pounds.
Yeah. So I was like, I thought, you know, you were planning on Florida and you were like, I got to start dropping some LBs.
Well, it was probably in my mind back then, but I just, you know, I was one of those people, like, New Year's resolution came, and I was like, I'm going to lose weight. Like,
wow.
99% of the population.
Yeah, yeah.
But you I stuck with it. Yeah, and I said, I'm not staying how I am anymore. I'm going back. And I just, like, have stayed focused and just.
So, like, what have you done to lose weight? Let's talk about that. I mean, was it a specific program, or did you just quit eating?
I could never quit eating. Oh, no. No, it was basically like just a low carb, you know, high exercise program. I just stopped eating crap.
Oh, you did a lot of exercise.
Yes.
See, yes, I don't really, I'm not an exercise type person. My right arm with this bottle of whiskey is like, you know, yeah. I'm making curls with the whiskey. So
I try to do at least, you know, like I do like a bike ride or something. I'd probably at least do 15 to 20 miles a day.
A day? Every day?
A day. Every
day. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been 20 to 30 years ago. Yeah, well, hey, talk about letting yourself go. No.
Well, my dad Boom. Was a cop too, so I understand.
That's right. Your dad was a police officer.
Yep, in the 70s. He did it for about 10 years.
Did he have a mustache?
He did. See, no, I'm just kidding. He was in the 70s. He had a mustache.
Exactly.
Yep.
If you're in the 70s and
this
you're
was
a cop,
like Cocoa Beach.
Oh yeah.
So he had those like shorts. Like it was the short shorts.
Oh, you know what? You got to post a picture on the Discord of that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Exactly. He had the salt and pepper hair and the handlebar. He was ready for action, and he was a bike cop. So
that's
he had,
perfect.
Like, the motorcycle, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Good times.
So what do you got planned? I mean, I know what you used to do with the veterans and mm-hmm. all that stuff. What are you going to do in Florida besides smoke cigars, and lay on the beach?
You know, but that just sounds so wonderful.
Hey, I'm not saying that you need to do anything else. I'm jealous.
I'm not one of those that can't work. I have to work. Like, this has actually driven me a little crazy these past 2 weeks.
Really?
I don't like vacation. You know, I'm not a vacation. I like vacations, but I need to get back to work.
I absolutely love vacation, and I never want to go back to work. But I do. I just don't want to.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss my job, of course.
You must have a better job than me.
I enjoyed it. I liked my, my staff. And
you had great relationships with a lot of people.
Yes, I would hope so. I hope they
do. Yeah, I mean, because you were doing that type of service. So what are you going to do now? I mean, do you have something lined up? Are you going to be looking? What's your plan?
Well, I've interviewed at two different places already, so hopefully I'll hear back next week. It's going to be in the same field. It's just not going to be doing the exact same thing. So
I got
more
you.
Of like on the social worker type aspect, like I have been doing, just not as intensive.
Not as hands-on?
Not really. I mean, I was on call 24/7. You know, I had a...
So it'd be nice tired. Not to be 24/7.
It'd be nice to just have a normal job, 9 to 5 at this point, especially with my kids starting kindergarten in the fall. It would be nice to just...
I would love to have a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I really want that, but
never gonna happen.
Won't happen.
That's what Bryant is. Brian's a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. All the holidays.
Yeah, see, I want that.
Like even the ones that really shouldn't be holidays, he gets those too. Yeah, San Jacinto. I mean, what is that?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a nice day.
So what part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Melbourne, Florida, which is, it's called the Space Coast, which is in Brevard County, Florida. So they call it that because, of course, Kennedy Space Center is in Brevard County. So I'm like right on the East Coast. If you look at the state of Florida, there's like a little hump on the right-hand side, like a little... like edge to it. That's where I am.
On the right hand side?
Yes. If you're looking at the state, it's on the East Coast.
Well,
so I'm
unfortunately
near, like, Cocoa Beach.
My son has my phone so I can't look. So
yeah, I'm near Cocoa Beach. Most people know Cocoa Beach.
Okay.
Isn't
Kennedy that part
State
of a
Center.
Beach Boy song?
It probably is.
I know, but they
That's
said
where I Dream of Jeannie.
Or am I thinking
filmed?
Of Kokomo? Kokomo. Key Largo.
Between that or Jimmy Buffett, I'm sure there's a Florida song in there somewhere.
I mean, if you're on the beach, there should be a music. Anyway, yeah, what are you drinking today? Are you drinking anything fun or are you just drinking tea?
Not yet. I don't drink tea that much anymore. I know. It's sad. All of my, like, nice beverages have been dwindled since I've started this weight loss.
Oh, what? You can't have tea?
Tea has a lot of sugar and.
Oh no, I drink. We drink unsweet tea.
Ooh, who does that? No.
I love unsweet tea.
No, Southerners sweet tea.
No, no. Ooh. You know what? We've been there. We've done that, and you can't keep doing that. Yeah, I drank sweet tea for many years, and it's like there's a lot of sugar in that.
There is, and I just can't. Ooh, no. I mean, I probably will a little later have something once, like, the kid goes to bed.
Oh,
you know?
That later. Wow.
That later.
Now, how old is your son now? He's getting big.
He's five.
Five.
Five going on 15.
You're right.
I think.
He keeps you busy, doesn't he?
You know what? He does. He's like a tornado. You know, boys are tornadoes.
Yes.
I didn't realize this until, like, he'd hit four, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, my mother had three of those.
Oh, boy. Mm-mm.
It was just full-blown chaos.
Oh, I lost my sound. Okay, there we go.
So, what do you got coming up for review? And by the way, I want to tell you, you know what Bryant smoked on the pre-show?
What?
Was it the leather rose?
How dare you? I can't find them here. I've looked everywhere. I cannot find them.
You know what? I know you've done this before, but, you know, I don't know where we talked, because we talk on Messenger, Instagram, email, Discord, and I can't find it. Send me your address.
Okay.
I'll get you a leather rose or rose leather, whatever it is.
It's like, it's a popular, especially down here. You know, it's like there's different shops, and, you know, there's a big lounge in downtown Melbourne, but, you know, some of the stuff that you're looking for, the key stuff, I'm like, where is it? It's like people have more time on their hands.
Oh, that's why when I find something that I haven't been able to find in a long time and I find it, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, and I've been looking because I'm, you know, I smoke a lot of the Drew Estate line, and you've been hearing about it and all that, and I'm like, oh. I said, I need this, but then I can't find it.
So, you know, my son just started smoking cigars like a week ago.
To be young. 20.
And right. So in my humidor, though, he has his own box.
I was going to say, is he rummaging through your humidor?
No, he's not. Yeah, that I know about, no. Yeah,
be careful.
But
get a lock on it.
In his box is a leather rose.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, somebody gifted that to him last week. But anyway, I'm not going to give you his. I'm going to send you another one.
He's not going to like me next to
him. He's like, we need to get rid of that cigar review girl.
She took my cigars.
So what's your next review? I mean, how early do you pick what cigars you're going to review? Is it like,
I don't pick them early. You know what? I smoke, usually I try to do the same day. Like I smoke the cigar the same day I do the review, or else honestly I'll forget.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So it's honestly on a whim. I have usually some lined up, like what I'm going to smoke for the week. And then I just choose from there. Oh, this would be a good review. Haven't done one on this.
So when you smoke, I mean, do you like smoke a certain amount of sticks for the week? And then you go, oh, that one was really good. I want to review that one.
No, actually, like if it's something I'm going to review, like I'll have my sticks lined up for the week, what I'll smoke. But I'll actually be specific. I'll go, this would be a good one to review.
You know, like, what I'm hearing is Rob doesn't know what the hell I do. I like what you do, but I don't know the process at all.
It's a very quick process. It's nothing too like complex. I just go, oh, this would be a good one. I haven't done anything like this yet. Choop, and I'll pick it out, smoke it, and then write down my
thoughts
on it.
Nice. I never have a pen nearby when I'm smoking, so I could never do reviews.
I make sure I do. Make sure I do, because I know I'll forget, like, you know, 10 minutes later I'll go, oh, what was that again?
I hardly ever have a pen near me anytime. I hardly write anything down anymore. We've transcended into an era where pens are not required. So I'm impressed you have a pen.
I do. I have an actual pen and a notebook.
Wow. I have Excel spreadsheets. Yes. So do you know what cigar you're smoking this week on the review, or is it still too early?
I don't yet.
Wow.
It's too early. It's a surprise.
You just came out with one yesterday.
I did. And it's funny because like the past few weeks has been a little wonky, just with moving and unpacking, but it's going to be my consistent Friday, I think, is going to be my.
All right. Well, you know, and you came out with a big cigar this week. You reviewed the Eye of the Shark.
That bad boy.
That
like it should be.
Yeah.
I'm in Florida. I actually saw sharks yesterday.
Wow.
It just seemed like it was meant to be.
Yeah. You know, I'm a fan of that smoke. I do not.
Oh, me too.
I think a lot of people think maybe that cigar is overrated? I do not. I think that cigar is really a solid stick.
I like it too. The price point, I could live without.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but it's a great.
But sometimes great you have stick. To indulge yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how exactly. I feel. Now, I got to ask you, though, have you had the Medallia yet?
I have, actually.
What'd you think of that?
I have.
That's my go-to.
I enjoy it, but not as much as the Eye of the Shark.
Well, it's a whole different cigar at a different price point. We're talking about a $9, $10 cigar, to me, that smokes as a $20 cigar.
It does. I would agree to that. It definitely could be, you know, priced higher.
Well, let's not let not get them to do that. Yeah, don't do it. I always preface it with don't do it.
Don't do it, but I can see, you know, I can see it being in that range though.
Well,
there's some that are high priced. I'm like, ugh.
Well, you know, there's some cigars that are high priced that it's like, you know what? That's not too high.
That's,
it's still a good value even at that price because it's just that freaking good.
Exactly. And this one, you know, the Eye of the Shark for me is like that. Like, for me, it's not a stick that I would have every day.
Sure.
No. But on special occasions, sure, why not? You know, I don't mind that at all.
I'm with you. I agree 100%. Now, I did smoke a Carlos Fuente special anniversary something that was like $45.
Ooh-wee.
And I got to say, it just didn't do that much for me. I was, but it's one of those things when you, in my opinion, you have to smoke a cigar more than once.
I agree.
I mean, to me, you should smoke a cigar at least three times before you make a decision on it. Because I've smoked a cigar that I love now that the first time I was like, it was okay, but now I love it. You know what I mean?
That's the same here. And you know what? You can get, you know, different flavor profiles smoking it a second time, a third time. And I've been there too. I've smoked it and I'm like, ugh, I said, but then I'll give it another chance. And then I end up loving it. And I go, I wonder what was going on the first time.
Exactly. That's exactly. I mean, I've smoked cigars where I was like, yeah, I probably won't smoke that again. And then I ended up smoking it again. And I'm like, oh, you know what? That was actually better than I remembered. And then I smoke it a third time. I'm like, holy crap, that's good.
Yep.
So
I'm with you there.
Well, hey, we are fixing to continue the show, but thank you so much for taking the time and joining us. Keep us updated with what's going on in Florida.
Oh, yeah, I'll be posting more beach pics. So
yeah, you're making us guys in Texas jealous. It's like, oh, sitting out on the beach. So if I could sit out on the beach or sit out on a patio in the mountains, that's my two places that I love to smoke cigars.
Those are both great.
Yeah, sure. Both of them. In fact, my wife was like, we need a place in the mountains. And I was like, okay.
You're like, sign me up.
I'm good. Whatever. So anyway, but hey, thanks for taking the time to join us. And we'll be looking for your next review soon. We're in Granbury, Texas at an old friend's cigar shop that recently opened, and I've been dying to get down here. I've only seen pictures on LinkedIn because that's how we communicate. I guess we've been introduced what, a year and a half ago?
It's been about that long.
And so I met Dave Lampert, which is the owner of the Granbury Cigar Shop. And I met him at McAuliffe Cigars back, I want to say, in February of 2019.
Yep.
And, you know, you were gracious enough to welcome us in when we were nobody. And not that we're somebody now, but at least there's a few people who recognize the name Cigar Talk. But we had only done, I want to say, like six shows. And you were like, I don't know who you are, but I'd love to have you come in. And so Dave set up the conference room. It was him and David Jolly. We went in, and it was funny because most of the shows were about 30 minutes, and your show was 2.5 hours, Dave.
Well, I'm glad I got to steal that much time from you, Rob. And, I, you know, anybody with a passion in this industry, we're a small community, and the fact that you bled the passion It was exciting to have you in and join us. And, you know, McAuliffe is a new company, and having that opportunity for both of us to share that experience was pretty neat. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I mean, it was really a unique connection for me because we hit it off like right out of the gate. And so, I mean, even besides McAuliffe or cigars, we started talking on a regular basis. And, you know, there was a transition going on with you at McAuliffe. And now long term, you left McAuliffe and now you're in Granbury and you have your own cigar shop.
Yeah, you know, thanks to McAuliffe, I found Granbury. You know, I fell in love with the community when I was searching for a home here permanently with the family. And there was a big need for the shop in the community. Didn't have a cigar location. They had some outlets where you could buy cigars, but not a lounge area with a great selection and an opportunity. There's a lot of diehard people down here that really love cigars. And I was fortunate enough to be early on to find a location. So we grabbed a great audience early on. You know, we started in March has been our opening, and during a COVID, what's going on in the world, I couldn't be more grateful to such an embraced community, and the people here are wonderful. They've been nothing but a full support system for the store and for myself. And it's just really a grateful place to be, and a community is spectacular.
I was going to say, isn't the great thing about the cigar community in general is they're just so welcoming.
Yeah, you know, it's a small world, but they seem to find you, and we're a little bit off the beaten path, but it didn't matter. You know, it's a search and find that destination. And, you know, coming from the cigar rep world, the first thing we do when we get to our hotel is, you know, Google the nearest cigar shop near me, and you know, the community has found it. And
I would imagine too, like everyone who comes here, the word of mouth is spreading like a wildfire. Hey, did you know there's a cigar shop in Granbury now?
You know, and that's a great point, Rob. We can't advertise on Little Johnny's Little League team. You know, we're not on the jerseys. We can't be in certain locations because we're tobacco. But the fact that so many adult, we call little kids that love cigars, have found us and spread the word. And the best advertising I have is the people that are part of our now, community.
You do know we're in Texas, right? So are you sure the Little League can't put the cigar shop on the back of the shirt? I mean, I'm thinking if anywhere you could do it, it would be right here.
Well, we're working on that, and I think we can pull that off. But
maybe a big banner out in the center field.
No, we've been, you know, I couldn't ask for a more supportive community. You know, Granbury offers a lot of recreation. We have a great lake. We've got a lot of golfers here.
Do you play golf?
Not when I'm working 6 days a week.
Okay, right.
But, you know, I'd love to have the time to do it. But, you know, I'm grateful that I have the time to be here and the energy to be here. And I think, you know, my customers keep that energy for me, and they keep me going because it is long hours. And I've always respected retail. I've always been afraid of it because I think it's, you know, you're in one location for 7 days a week, and it becomes a lifestyle. And when people come in and give you that energy, it's pretty special. And my customers have given me that, and I couldn't be more grateful. I have one customer in particular that reached out for me before I opened, and he's been working really hard begging for a cigar shop in Granbury. And he reached out and he goes, "I hope you don't mind that I called you. I got your number." And actually it was from Storm. And he said, "I got your number, and I hope you don't mind, but I heard you're opening a store in Granbury." And the fact that he reached out for me like that, you know, it's encouraging to the fear of opening a store, the fear of going into retail without even knowing COVID's behind you, you know, or in front of you. The fact that somebody's there for you and says, "Hey, I'll support you any way I can." And, you know, a small town, I come from a larger community, and seeing such a small strength and, you know, it's not numbers, it's just really great people. And that's something that Granbury's brought to me, and I'm very grateful for it. I think it's, you know, it's a small town, but it's a big, big heart.
Well, you know, that's a unique situation too, because I've lived in small towns where if you're not from that town, you're not part of the town. And I got to say, it was a town that I was a part of. But my dad was from there. It was only 200 people. But outsiders that move in, they never fit in. You know what I mean? So to move here and to be just welcome, man, what a blessing.
Well, yeah, you know, especially coming from Illinois and Chicago, and
yeah, I got a Yankee down here.
Yeah, I'm a Yankee with this accent that sounds like I'm from the mafia, and that I'm taking over the town. And you know, it's been all embracing, and the people. I've never in all my life, and you know, the Midwest has a lot of warmth, and the people are great. You know, I'll never take anything away from all the wonderful relationships and people there. But what you do get here is just people that really truly care about you, and it's priceless. And for that, I'm so grateful that I found Granbury. You know, I looked at other communities, but the fact that it's a town of under 10,000, I believe, or close to that number, that these people have just been wonderful, and they're a big support system for us. And to be open 4 months during a pretty ugly time in the world today, that we have a support, and the people have helped me in every way, shape, and form. And I can't tell you how much that means to me, as, you know, just my family, myself, and the industry. You know, I think it's been embraced, and I think it's something really special for all of us.
So I got to bring up right quick, who makes this beverage I'm drinking? It's a pecan moonshine or a pecan whiskey? Moonshine. Anyway, the distillery is right here in town.
Yeah, you know, for a little town, Sledge is the distributor or the distillery for that product, and it's absolutely wonderful. That's brought to us by our wonderful customers here and our regulars. And the first time it was brought in, we were dipping cigars and enjoying the combination, and it's become pretty much a staple for us. We really look forward to bringing it in.
It's delicious. I was skeptical, but after I smelled it, I was like, oh, got to try it. And then after just now, I realized I've had this flavor before, and it's actually roasted pecans that have been dipped in bourbon. Have you ever had those?
I haven't. You know, I've had the pecan coffee. I had that at Riata and Silverleaf, and it was really incredible.
I love the pecan coffee. Oh, but if you've ever had roasted pecans that are dipped in whiskey and then sugar-coated, this is it. And I can eat like 2 bags of those pecans. If you haven't tried them, you need to try them.
Well, now that you mentioned them, I'm sure they'll end up in the shop in a bowl here.
There you go.
But yeah, no, it's a great stuff, and I'm not normally... it's real sweet, but it's really, it's an amazing
It's
pairing.
Like a dessert.
Yeah.
That I could go on and on and on with. And what's the name of the distillery?
It's Sledge Distillery.
Okay.
And, you know, Revolver was originated here. Sledge is from here. So, you know, we're a little community, but we have a lot of great things going on. And,
yeah.
And it's nice to have those compliments with our, you know, our cigars and our customers. So we kind of have a little bit of fun with all this good stuff coming to us.
Well, and let's go back just a little bit, because you left McAuliffe probably around May of 19, and now you have your own shop. How was the process of deciding, you know, where you're going to open a shop, and then, you know, finding a location, what cigars to bring in? I mean, because, you know, there's like a million different cigars these days. So you hand-selected what you're bringing in.
Well, you know, the cigar industry, you know, is relationships. Obviously, what the local community is looking for. But for me, I have a lot of great relationships that I still hold dear to my heart in the industry. And spending more than half my life in this industry, I thought it was important to bring in the people that have supported me through the years. And I've always had a lot of respect for the companies that I carry, and or a touch of heart for the people that supply those brands. So, you know, for me, it was pretty easy to do. There's so many great friends that if I carried everything in here, it would be overflowing, and I think we could fill up.
You would need a much larger building to carry every cigar that you're friends with.
Yeah, we would be HEB, and we would not be able to manage the square footage. But it was a really hard decision in certain ways, but you know, we also have a demographics in Granbury that's a little bit older. So realizing that, we lended ourselves more towards the more established brands. I mean, we have some great boutiques in here. We've represented Texas as much as we can, but I think it's important to represent the long standing brands that a lot of our customers understand and have been familiar with and have asked for. And, it's been a pretty easy build for me on the brand side, and we're still learning. We're getting some new consumers in here looking for new things, and we're still adjusting it and tweaking it to make it right.
And I know you love feedback. You thrive on feedback probably more than anybody I know, and you take every feedback seriously and look at how you can work that into the business model.
Yeah, the world is not mine. It's my customers, and it's the people that come to me and ask me for direction and advice on what they should carry or what they should smoke. And, I think it's so important to direct them to what they're looking for. I mean, I think the world has become shy of the customer service end and taking care of people for what they're needing, not what you just want to shove down their throat.
Right.
And I think that's what is really important to me. And I think, my customers, I'm trying to find out what they love and what they enjoy and trying to help them. They know what they like. I just have to help them find out what it is. And
well, and the great thing that a lot of the guys and girls in Granbury might not know is, I mean, your extensive background in the tobacco industry, when they tell you a cigar they like, if you don't have that cigar, you do have a cigar they're going to like, because you know how to say, okay, well, this blend is a lot like this blend, so you should try this. And so they're getting a wealth of history and knowledge. And do people know that you have that much experience?
Thank you. I've been very fortunate. A lot of people here have a little insight on my history in the industry. And, I think they see the direction of, I'm trying to truly find the right fit for them and find the flavor profile that they're looking for. And with the world we're in today, with all the boutiques and all these great cigars out, it's really tricky to try to pinpoint, what that flavor profile is. And I've gone out of my way, and I've always believed that the best thing to do is to find the right fit, and it's so hard. Maduro is so broad,
Right.
Habano is so broad. And I think when you understand the little intricacies that they're looking for, you could pinpoint what their profile is. And, I really enjoy finding the perfect solution to what they're looking for and giving them options so that they have other opportunities and other experiences that they can enjoy. It's really hard for me when I give somebody a cigar and they don't like it and it doesn't fit what they're looking for. And we all get fooled sometimes, and I think it's just part of the process. But, again, we can look at Maduros and the different regions they come from, the different, profiles that they carry. But I think once you could find a certain element that person loves, and I think in McAuliffe with the Grande Bold, what is it you're looking for? Those are the key components to the success. And I think beers, is it an IPA? Is it a light? What are you looking for in that product?
Have you tried the sours?
I have not.
It's a very different animal. It doesn't taste like beer, first of all. It's actually a beer that's been soured, and it tastes more like wine.
Ooh.
Steer clear.
Sounds like a punishment.
So you brought in your cigars, and so COVID happened. And I mean, did that just slap you in the face? I mean, because you were getting ready to open right when that hit, right?
So we opened March 9th. I the community, again, has been so wonderful. I took the building over in September. I couldn't find the right people to contractors to help me get the finished, get the occupancy permit. And the community stepped up and helped me find the right people. And, throughout this whole COVID experience, they've been here for me. And the fact that we stayed open, the lounge was shut down for a short period of time, but the customers were here and they came and they spread the word, and we were able to still maintain and grow, and much beyond my expectations of a new store to have that type of growth and the support and the people coming out and showing it that they cared. And that's really, it's a priceless situation to have the community behind you like that. Again, and you said it, a new person of the community and the trust in me and the ability to grow it. And I think I can only, say thank you to the people of Granbury to make that happen. And
yeah, absolutely. And, when I said earlier, like the small town that I used to live in was very close, the reason a lot of those small towns get that way is because they did trust an outsider and they got burned. So when a community allows you to come in and trust you, they give you a lot of responsibility to know that, hey, we're trusting you. You make sure it's worth it for us.
No, and I think thankfully that some of my lineage in the industry has helped, you know, create a little bit of that substance for the people to trust. And again, you know, I there's so many movies on Netflix that I think about a guy from Chicago coming into a small town in Texas, and what is he representing and what is he bringing, you know? And, right. And my accent is pretty distinguished, and it is different. And
the movie The Irishman.
Well, you know, it's funny because I guess I'm De Niro Jr. here, and great actor, and I respect that side of it. But you know, it is. It's something that, you know, I could imagine would be a little awkward. But I've been embraced, and I'm
because really as your grateful. Clients can attest, you don't look like Billy Bob.
No. I guess Guido or no. I and again, I think, you know, one of my first days in Weatherford, it was 8 a.m. in the morning, and I was walking through the office supply store, and the cowboy, you know, big hat, and, you know, rustic look to him. Good morning, sir. How are you? And I'm like, good morning to you. And that made me smile and realize that, you know what, this is a good place. This is home. And, you know, people here are wonderful, you know, and they say about the warm Midwest, I think that Texas, there's more hellos, there's more good days.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
I'm adjusting to yes, sir. That's a little tough for me because it's more how you doing. But y'all versus you guys. But
you know what? It even took me because what was difficult for me to get used to yes, sir, was that I was in the age bracket that someone would say yes, sir.
Yeah, no. And, you know, I still have trouble with ma'am because it just sounds old, and I don't think women like to hear that. Right. So, and then I, of course, I always use you guys. So women for women, hey, you guys, and they probably look at me awkwardly, but it's just a little bit different. But, you know, the hearts are all the same and the people are great. And, you know, I didn't think of it. Maybe I was naive and not realizing that I'm in a different, you know, zone in the country, but that I didn't feel that. I felt that, you know, you're welcome here, and well, how could I help you? And, you know, this place that we're looking at right now was all part of, hey, how can I help you out? Because I was in a tough bind. I sat for months here with nobody showing up, and then a couple of the community people said, hey, you know, what do you need? And they're our customers and our cigar people. And that day I was getting phone calls. You need a floor done. You need your walls done. And all of a sudden, before I knew it, you know, there was an army of great people behind me helping me put it together. So the community
actually helped you get this cigar shop off the ground.
You know, without the community, this is just a building. And the personality here, the energy here, you know, I put the cigars in. I painted the walls and did some of that. But this is the community shop. This is not my shop. This is their shop. I try to make it as comfortable for them, the product for them. This is something for them to get away. You know, we've talked about the cigars as being an escape, and this is the little escape that they can have from, you know, the COVID, the
economy. I call it the home away from home.
Yes, it is. It's always been a decompression zone for me, and it's always a place where you could get out, get an hour away from whatever struggles you're having through the day, whether it's bad day at work or some of the things that are happening right now, and you just come back here, relax, and forget about everything. And
oh, absolutely. And you know, before COVID, our local cigar shop, The Leaf in Abilene, when I would come home, my wife would say, oh, now you're at the home away from home.
Yeah. And you know what's good about here is that I think most of the wives enjoy their husbands being here. They know they're in a good place.
You're not getting in any trouble.
No, there's no trouble to get into here. And that's the fun part of it, you know, and it's a great community place, you know, and a lot of people have mentioned Cheers, you know, the bar that, you know.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, and for this community, there's so many people that are in that age bracket where their 50s or kids are growing up and over, and you know, somewhere to go to have a social life and to not have to. It's not a bar. It's not a place. You can just relax and be yourself. And
well, you know, and I've said that before about cigar lounges. It's a completely different thing than a bar. Even if there's drinks, it's still not the same, because when you go to enjoy a cigar, you're actually enjoying the community, the conversation, and you're not going. When you go to a bar, you're going for a whole different reason. So when you come here, you're just coming to relax and enjoy good conversation.
No, and I, you know, I think that's an important part. And originally I was going to do a bar with liquor, but I really didn't want to go there. I wanted to have a BYOB.
So, and now with COVID, aren't you glad you didn't?
You know, I am. It'll probably limit some things I could do too. But, you know, I think that I wanted it to be a cigar place first. And if you enjoy spirits, that's okay. If you don't, that's okay too. And I didn't want to intimidate people that didn't drink or decided to go a different route so they could enjoy themselves. And again, have the true cigar experience versus that bar feeling that sometimes changes the whole dynamics of the experience.
Yeah, I have a friend over in Big Spring, Texas that has the train car. You've seen pictures.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big struggles they're dealing with right now, is because they are also a bar. And their city has just shut them completely down.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the same problem in Fort Worth and some of the other areas. And, you know, it's sad because maybe they could stop serving liquor but still be a cigar lounge.
And the Liquor License Board, ATSF or whatever, won't let them do that. If you have 51% alcohol on your window, you can't change it just because COVID's here.
No, and unfortunately that, you know, that hurts a lot of good cigar places. That, again, I think the liquor is secondary for a lot of these locations. But
well, I think that we are putting ourselves in a position where we could lose those shops. You know what I mean? If you just say, no, you can't be open at all. I mean, because my bud over in Big Spring, Brent, was like, I'll put a tarp over the liquor. We won't sell liquor. We'll just sell cigars. And they were like, no, you got to be closed.
No, and I, you know, I think of Jake Silverleaf, you know, that's downtown Fort Worth, you know, it limits their operation, and they have a big overhead. They're in a big city. You know, fortunately in Granbury, we don't have the overhead, so, you know, we could weather bigger storms, and I think it's unfair to a lot of these business owners that have, you know, they have employees, they have people that rely on this as their family income, and, you know, it's sad to see, and it's scary to see that, that element could put them out of business. And
yeah, it really is. So what do you, I know you were going to do the Cats Fest. What do you plan on doing? Is next year the Cats Fest on the books, or?
Yeah. So Granbury has Cats Fest on the books next year, Memorial Day weekend. They still have hopefully 1 year and more to come after that.
And that's with Cigar for Warriors.
Yeah. Storm has put that together and brought it here, originally from Austin, but Granbury had it last year, and then this year obviously it was canceled because of COVID, but next year it's going to be back here, and brought 300 or 400 people to town, and you know, fills hotels and restaurants and, you know, gas stations, and everybody gets to benefit from that. And, you know, more than that too, for me, is that the community gets together and has a little reunion, and you know, being such a small community, we have very few opportunities to do that. And the fact that Granbury has embraced something like that is really special too. It shows you, you know, that the cigar industry has value to people. And
well, also you were saying earlier that a lot of your customers are veterans, and so like with the Cats Fest, you know, what a great event to give back to the cigar warriors, so that they send cigars to the men and women who serve overseas.
Yeah, you know, excuse me, I didn't realize Granbury was such a large population of veterans, and it's really amazing. Although I'm not, I really respect
absolutely
the value and what these people have put out for us, and the fact that, you know, they've looked out and spent a big portion of their life in danger for us. And most of my customers are veterans, and, you know, it's really awesome. I've learned a lot, some great stories, but the real story is that the camaraderie. And you know, I think it's important. We have the Field of Flags here, and we have just a great group of veterans that great stories, great history, different, you know, different generations, different in situations. So it's a big part of Granbury, and, you know, it's a big part of our country. So to have that and to have cats here, it shows that there's a lot to it. And, you know, we look forward to having the event and hoping to, you know, things get back to normal soon so that we can do our thing and support and continue to grow with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we go, Dave, are you on Instagram?
No, I'm not. You know, I'm an old guy, so we will be. You know, I have one of our customers has just had a baby, and he's going to be instrumental in helping us get that.
If you need any help at all, you know I'm available. All right, you whatever you need. No, I didn't volunteer, but I said if you need help.
Oh, I need help.
But you know, I have a little bit of background in all that social media business, so I would love to help you get set up and running if you need any help.
No, you know, Rob, you're wonderful. I appreciate you, and I appreciate
because I want everybody to know about where you are, so they can come experience this lounge that you've created. This is a great lounge.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You know, it's intimate, but we're a big-hearted cigar shop, and
it's intimate. And what I love about it is when you come around the corner and sit down here, the rest of the world no longer exists. I am completely comfortable right here, and I could spend the whole day here. So what you've created is just a place of relaxing enjoyment for your customers. And so I want everybody to know where you are, when they can come over here, smoke, and then just enjoy what you've done.
Well, thank you. And you know, we're obviously in Granbury, Texas. We're located at 201 Kings Plaza. So if you're familiar with Granbury, 377 is the main thoroughfare. We're just behind the Compass Bank off of 377. We're quietly tucked away, but real easy to get to, and we'd love to have you.
I'm going to help you out. Anybody who's listening, go down to the show notes, and we're going to have a diagram map from wherever showing exactly where you are with the address, and I'm going to take some pictures put up of the lounge so you can kind of get a feel of what it's like. So we want people to come check out what you're doing.
Oh, you're awesome, and thank you. So back at you. If somebody comes in and mentions Cigar Talk, Rob, either or, come on in and see us. I'll give you a free Rojas cigar.
Let's talk about that for a minute. We're smoking Rojas cigars.
Yeah, you know, Noel's a little secret in Texas that's not going to be a little secret anymore.
No kidding.
He's out of control. He's making great product. He's known more for the small Lancero-sized cigars, but the shop is going to take it a little bit further, and we're going to do a little bit bigger sizes of Rojas. He's got a great niche, but we love his cigars so much, but we have some bigger gauge smokers, so we're going to bring those in.
Nice.
And we do carry Rojas. We love the product. It is a Texas local. He's out of Richardson, and he's done a great job. He actually does roll some locally, too. His factory's in Nicaragua.
Well, sometime we're going to have to hook it up where he comes and I come and we hang out and do a show with Rojas.
That'd be perfect. Noel, I hope you hear this because we want you here and I know we'll have you soon. We're working on something with him, so maybe we can get
that'd be a great announcement. Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you know this, but we do a pick six each week, and Bryant gives his top three cigars that he smoked during the week, and I pick my three. 2 weeks ago, the Rojas Habano was one of my pick three. You know, I was like, that's a great hidden gem that nobody knows about, but everybody should.
Yeah, you know, and before you know what they are, and I think some of my customers actually turned them on, mentioned it, and then David Jolly being there, got the samples to us, and we tied it all together, and I think there's going to be a great future with Noel, and we want to support it, and I know the Metroplex supports it, and he's a big part of Texas, and he's expanding to the national level, and I think the world of his product, and I think we'll have some quality, fun in the future.
Quality sticks.
Great product.
I've been very impressed, and it's like until 6-7 weeks ago, I'd never heard of them. And I smoked one off the shelf from Enfuego up in McKinney, and it was recommended to me by a good friend. And when he handed it to me, I was like, there's no band. Are you pulling a joke on me? And he's like, no, you got to smoke this. And after I lit it up, I mean, 3-4 puffs in, I was like, wow, who makes this? You know?
Sure. No, and I think that's been the consensus across the board. And, you know, I know Renegade does a lot with them, and a lot of the local shops, Gavito's, Michael's, they're all big supporters. Paladin.
So he's sweeping the whole Metroplex.
Yeah, you know, I think he's been a Texas secret, but I think that Texas secret is going to blow up. It's hard to keep anything so quiet in such a big state. So,
hey, I'm happy to hear that. I love those success stories when someone's doing quality work.
You know, I do too, and I love it when it's a true cigar person that really has a passion and, you know, not the monster investment behind him, but the monster heart behind him, and that's what makes it special. And it's a connector. It's a winner. And I think you're going to see that name up in big lights probably in the next year or two. If all works out for him, I think it's undeniable that he can be a superstar very soon.
Oh, absolutely. So if you don't mind, can you give out the shop's phone number?
Sure. Boy, if I could figure it out.
682-205-3334. Say that one more time.
682-205-3334. And if I'm lying to you, call my cell number at 847-809-5231.
Wow, he doesn't even give me a cell phone number, so you guys should feel lucky.
Well, you know, with all the spam calls I get on the business line, it's kind of scary to answer because I'm afraid I'm going to get a warranty for my car or another donation. So
I keep getting the call that says there's a Internal Revenue judgment against you.
I've gotten that one, and I've gotten a fake bank call that almost got me. So I'm very leery of that landline. But you know,
on the website, we'll put your phone number and how to get here.
Yeah, and it's David@GranberryCigars.com. You know, feel free to reach out. You know, if there's something you're looking for that I could help you get.
Yeah, because you'll ship too.
I sure will. You know, I'll ship it to you. I'll help you find anything you need. If there's any way I can help, you know, I'm here for that. I love the business. I love the industry and the people. So it's never a chore. It's always fun. So.
Well, and I can tell you, just in the year and a half that I've known Dave, he has a wealth of knowledge and a passion for the industry and a passion for the people. So it's always a great time to spend with you, and I always look forward to the next.
Well, thank you, Rob. I appreciate you too. And, you know, the industry's been really good to me over the years, and it's been a home, and I love the art form and the people. And just like any industry, it's not easy, but it's really my home, and it's where I've been for a long time, and I hope to retire here and enjoy it forever.
That's awesome, man. Well, I can't wait to come back.
Yeah,
I'll be back soon.
You better be.
I didn't know, I've been waiting, and now that I'm here, I'm like, I got to get back over there. And now I know you're just right down the road from my mother-in-law's, so it's just probably 45 minutes over here. I'll definitely be back.
We hope so, and maybe we get a shot by your mother-in-law. So that
hey, that would be closer. Awesome. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time to be on the show with us, and stay in touch. And if there's anything that we can do for you, feel free to reach out anytime, brother.
Great. You know, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Luke. It's always a pleasure to see you, and you better be back soon or else.
We will, brother. Thank you. Right.
Thanks, Rob. You too.
All right. That's it, guys. Hey guys, thanks for hanging through the interview. Hope you enjoyed our time over at the Granberry Cigar Shop with Dave Lampert. Great guy over there. Great little shop. And I'm just excited to see what happens with that shop over the next year, because he's already knocking fire through COVID. So when COVID's over, I already know he's going to have to expand. Like, it was a nice little shop. But, dude, it's already packed. All the lockers are sold out. Mm. And the lockers were not sold out to just, like, regular guys. Uh-huh. It was sold out to the mayor, the chief of police, the local judge.
So the community is buying in.
Dude, the whole community is hanging out there smoking cigars. Yeah, yeah. And so I couldn't be more happy for someone to just go into a small community. And they only have, like, 10,000, 12,000 people in that town. Yeah. But they're already supporting the shop.
That's a blessing. That truly is.
Yeah, it really is. So, guys, as promised, Bryant did his top 10 of everything a cigar smoker should know. I'm doing my top 10 of things cigar smokers should know.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
So, the first one is, if you don't know how to play Texas Hold'em, learn. Smoking cigars and playing cards with your brothers of the leaf is just plain awesome.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how did that tie in? and you tied it in perfectly. Dude. Because when you're playing cards, that's what you have, a nice drink and a stick, and you're all into that game.
You know, I've been up to Smoker's Haven in Lubbock a couple of times to play cards with those guys. And, I mean, it's just awesome. Hanging out with your brothers of the leaf, playing cards, drinking some scotch or bourbon, and you're just having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, the poker is like... It's the fun part, but the hanging out with the brothers of the leaf is the special part. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I got you.
So my next number two, let's just say number two, is when you encounter another human, say good morning, nod your head.
True.
You know what I mean? Acknowledge people.
Chuck the deuce. Do something.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, the thing about it is, we are evolving into a time where people are too busy to be polite to one another.
No, they got that neck lean. Everybody's looking in their phone as they're walking.
Yeah.
Nobody's looking up.
Put your phone in your pocket. Yeah, walk down the hall. Give people the nod. Yeah. Tell them good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. But that's something that we need to do.
And unless it's an alien or a demon, then you want to pick up the step.
I said humans.
All right.
Then. I did say humans.
All right.
So... All right, here's my next, number three. Whether you're 18 and single or you've been married for 30 years, if you haven't, make sure you learn how to unhinge a woman's bra with one hand.
Oh, heck yeah. Three fingers, baby. Same hand. Three
Boom.
Fingers. Boom.
Dumb.
Done.
It's just a little flick.
And when you hear it say, you know you got it.
Right.
It's
because
over.
I can tell you right now, no woman wants to wear a bra.
Nah.
Our crazy society has installed that into their well-being.
Into their psyche, and they believe it. Yep.
So, I mean, number four, when you go golfing, be the guy that shows up with cigars for everyone.
Oh, you the star of the show then.
Dude.
Everybody wants you there.
Dude, it doesn't matter how good of a golf player you are. But let me tell you the flip side of that. You show up with just a cigar for you.
Oh, the stingy man. Yeah.
It's like, everybody is like, man, I wish I had one of those.
Yeah.
Even the guys who don't smoke cigars
will smoke
cigars on the golf course. Yes. So make sure you're the guy that shows up with cigars
for
everyone.
Because then you get a lot of invitations then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So number five, playing darts and skinny dipping does not go together.
Where the heck did that come from?
What? That is a policy I live by.
First of all, we don't want to see you skinny dipping, first of all. And definitely not with a dart in your hand.
I'm just telling you, those two things don't go together. All right.
A naked assassin.
Number five, don't yell fire in the library. I promise you, that will not end up well. You might think it's funny, but it's not.
You spend a night in a 6x9.
You will. You will. There's laws against
that.
Yes,
sir.
Number six, Pink Floyd The Wall is a masterpiece.
I'm with you there.
If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
You know what they should do?
What's that?
With today's technology.
They should redo the movie. I'm 100% with you because I think they could just make it so much more. Because
it was groundbreaking in the 80s.
Oh, dude, night and day. Yeah,
but
no one had ever done anything like that with
that
a musical.
Now, to take that now with CGI and everything, the ability to mold it into something that I'm with you on that. Yeah. You had a good one there.
You know what?
What's that?
I don't know if I missed one.
Uh-oh.
Or if I'm short by one.
Uh-oh, here we go. Who did their homework this week?
So, you know what?
What's that?
I got an ad-lib one for number 10.
Oh, Jesus. You unfiltered? No.
So,
wait for a shock.
Here's number 7.
Okay.
Happy wife, a good life.
You know what?
Let me finish.
Yeah.
That's for real.
Yeah.
Because if your wife ain't happy... Your cigar smoking days are not relaxed and enjoyable.
Bruh, I subscribe to Happy Spouse, Happy House.
Okay.
It doesn't matter which one. Because if the man is not happy, she's not going to be happy either. You know, that misery loves company. Yes, I do believe in a happy wife, happy life, but I subscribe to Happy Spouse, Happy House.
Okay. Go on with your bad self. All right, number eight. Don't judge guys for drinking from the bottle.
Well, yeah, especially with you. Anybody that joins a herf will say,
you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. Sometimes I don't want to walk back to the house to get a glass.
For real. Now, when you are using those screw top glasses,
right?
You may get a little bit of judgment right. then. But you know.
Just a bourbon bottle. Yeah, sometimes tilting up the bottle is just what you need.
I'm a back my host on that because he's a prolific bottle.
That's true. All right, number nine. If you go commando,
oh, Lord.
Make sure your fly is closed. I live by that rule. Sometimes I'm not successful.
Hold up. TMI. What? TMI, man. We good, dude. Go to the, what's your next one?
All right.
Nobody wants that thought in their mind. Come on. So, just move on. Move on. No expounding on it.
That's a good rule.
Dude.
If you go commando. Dude,
no. No. You see the producer, you're like, no, next.
All right. The producer has moved me on to number 10.
Oh, jeez. Please don't let it be like number 9.
No, this is for every man. Every man should know when you go to buy condoms, you don't want to buy one that's too big. So I can just tell you right now, I'm not going to the Magnum aisle. Okay. So, that's a good rule. You need to calm down. You need to calm down. Hey, Luke, you're going to need to grab the defibrillator for Brian. Oh, good rule or not? Collect yourself.
I have to.
Thank you.
You.
Is that a good rule or not?
You. I'm done.
All right.
I'm just going to sit here.
So, no, you're not just going to sit there because coming up next.
There's no way to come up after that.
Hey, coming up next, we have the Moose Mountain Coffee Giveaway. Oh, Jesus. The Moose Mountain Goods Coffee Giveaway. Jesus. So, let's see here.
Man, throw that list away.
What do you mean?
You should have just been your top 9. You should have been the top 7.
You mean 8.
Top 7, because you need to get rid of the darts, the commando. And the condom.
Dude, let me tell you something. If you're going commando, I do not want to see your fly open. I think those are 10 valuable rules every cigar smoker should know.
Oh, Jesus, man. We going to get kicked off the podcast.
Hey, so anyway, let's do our Moose Mountain Goods coffee giveaway.
Please.
This week's winner is, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for anything. No.
Jordan Purcell.
Okay.
That's JordanPurcell. Okay. Jordan Purcell. Congratulations. You're our winner this week for our Moose Mountain Good Coffee. All you have to do is send me an email before next Sunday at 18:00 and put in the subject line, Cigar Talk Winner. And then in the body of the email, put your name, address, and whether you want whole bean or ground. And we will get that sent out to you. Congratulations, Jordan. We appreciate you registering. And if you have not registered, make sure you go by the website. It's cigartalkpodcast.com. Click on the register button. We don't ask you anything but other than your name and your email. And I will say this, because it was requested, I did send out a monthly newsletter.
Yeah.
So we're going to start trying to do that. You know, I'm the guy who writes the newsletter, so, you know, that's not really my expertise, but I just kind of give you a brief of what's going on with the show for a month, and that's, you know, that's the email. So, anyway, congratulations, Jordan. Make sure you go by and register if you haven't, and we'll be doing a prize drawing every week. Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap up the show this week. We want to say thank you again to all the Patreon members. We appreciate you supporting the show each week or each month. And, you know, we couldn't do what we do without you guys.
No, we couldn't.
So thank you so much. Anyway, if you want to be a Patreon, go by our website. One of the links at the very top is how to join the Patreon. You can support us for as little as $4 a month, all the way up to $1 million.
I would love for that to happen.
We're waiting for Jeff Bezos to learn about the show.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you know, one of those guys. Yeah. One of those guys. But anyway. Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Until next time.
Keep smoking.